Well, they're not terrific figures, but I mean, I try to get myself in a mindset as there's things you can influence and there's things that you can't influence, and I can't influence anything really that goes on the national picture. So it's pointless me getting out of bed and being gloomy about what's going on a national level. On a local level, I think there's a lot more things to be positive about, and so I try and focus my efforts in the local area, really.
So, feeling positive, and yet you're in the building industry, which is supposed to be one of the worst industries. I mean, what are your colleagues saying? I mean, are they gloomy and you're the sort of rare light in there?
No. I mean, if we didn't know these figures, well, as I was saying earlier to you off air, I've just got back off holiday. I've been on holiday for a couple of weeks. I've not listened to the radio. I've not had Sky News on. And I've come back in a really positive mood. And we've got a lot of things to be positive about. I passionately believe that if you focus on customer service and you get out of bed with a positive attitude in the morning, people are attracted to people with positive attitudes, and this in itself is kind of self-perpetuating. We had record sales last year. We've had a tough second quarter, but we've still turned in a profit. Our order book is stronger than it has been, than it was at this time last year. It is always disappointing when you get the national figures, you get the borrowing figures, and it's doom and gloom, and it'll be overplayed and overplayed in the media. If the figures were up 7% or they were down 7%, it wouldn't really have made a lot of difference to my life. I've still got to get out in the morning, get in a positive attitude, and deliver what our customers want.
So, and do you feel you're bucking the trend?
Well, no, I mean, if it's at dinner parties or it's you speak to people, people say, well, actually, you know, this all started 4 or 5 years ago now. It just seems to be getting tougher and tougher and more miserable. But the reality is there's just not enough money in the system. The confidence is low. The banks aren't lending. You're just regurgitating the same stuff. But it's just the same as it was 2 years ago, same as it was last year. And at some point, you've got to say, OK, whatever, we just concentrate on what I can influence. And that's what I... and to put my efforts in, and it seems to have done okay to us.